Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor, Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins, speaking in within hours to the Academy of Philosophy and Letters 2021 annual conference. The question of the conference is American Breakdown. Can we recover our cultural heritage? Michael Germanicus, identifying the Church of Woke 21st century as analogous as best we can, we are being witty, with first century AD, Michael and I sometimes imagine ourselves Roman gentlemen living on the Thames, drinking wine, wine that we've raised because it was warmer 2,000 years ago in London. In any event, Michael is addressing the question, is the Church of Woke the analogy to the cults of early Rome, the cult, one cult which would become the dominant religion of the last 2,000 years, Christianity. So, Michael's identified the Church of Woke. Michael, a couple of things quickly. Does the pandemic make a difference? And what about climate change, this green wave? Is that part of the Church of Woke?
Well, if we step back just a bit before addressing those two putative events, we might look at the provenance of the Church of Woke and understand that it is the child of four different religions: Christianity, Marxism, the kind of racism and social Darwinism that led to the Third Reich, and of course the old American religion. And what this means is that there is a strange mix of imperatives in the Church of Woke that together do not quite mix in harmony, shall we say. I mean, from Christianity, they get the idea of predestination, that there's an elect and chosen group that will lead. They also, from Christianity, I think, get the idea of martyrdom, historical martyrdom, hence, you know, slavery and oppression, as the ultimate sign of virtue. From Marxism, they get the idea of a divine external force, namely history, which was Marx's replacement for God. And as well, the idea that sin, as it was in Marxism, is selectively and yet indelibly determined. Thus, if you were a bourgeois, well, you were evil, you know, like the famous kulaks who were destroyed by Stalin. The Third Reich had a vision of race in which the other was represented a kind of contagion or disease that might infect the society and was in by its very nature malignant. And this is exactly now how many in the Church of Woke are describing, for example, heterosexual white men. They are the thing that is infecting our society, and they must be, if not exterminated, then at least put in a position of eternal penitence. And finally, from our old-time religion, old-time American religion, the original American Constitution derived its authority, its sacred authority, not directly from God, but from the people, as in we the people. And so, because of the nature of the Enlightenment at that time, there was a large assumption, which of course Jefferson had totally embraced, that people collectively in their natural free state, unencumbered, are good. And therefore, the people making their own world will always naturally tend toward the good. And I think in many ways that was manifest in the early American Republic, but because of the strange mix of background source authorities in the Church of Woke, there is a very worrisome, very troubling tendency toward totalitarian applications of authority. And I see in this a kind of pathway that's going to potentially freak Americans out. And the point about the pandemic is that it was a crisis that short-circuited the normal processes of opposition, because it was a deus ex machina. It was a kind of strange dispensation for the elites, and allowed them to take control and to lock down the country, and thus to push their objectives in ways that they would not have been able to do absent the pandemic. And I really believe that the emerging Church of Woke, which is to say the elites, were dreaming of extending the powers granted to them, as it were, by the pandemic, to the point where they would be able to kick in the longer-term apocalyptic vision that they all embrace, which is that of the threat of climate change, the ultimate dispensation that will give them absolute power, that must give them absolute power to save the Earth and take us into the millennium. And all of this was upset recently by the vaccine and the fact that people are now rebelling against the idea of a totalitarian control and the consequences of the lockdown. And so you have a resistance and a rebellion that is really at this point nationwide. And the one other little point about the Church of Woke is that it is, in terms of its demographics, absolutely centered in the American elite. And we know the American elite is really defined by the 9+1, the 1%, and then the 9% who serve the 1. And that's where all the wealth of America is, but it's still really only 10%, plus all sorts of dependent constituencies that support them. And hence the Democrat coalition that partly triumphed in 2020. But nonetheless, the absolute true believers among the woke are a very small percentage of the American society. So you have all of these things potentially working in a negative, perhaps even decisively negative direction. You have the drive toward a totalitarian vision of society and American life. You have a small slice of Americans who also are the truly privileged Americans. And thus, third, the entire rationale, the entire integrity and truth of the vision is fatally compromised, potentially, by its own hypocrisy. So you have an unstable situation moving forward.
Michael, it occurs to me, and I want to continue this, because it occurs to me is the way you just framed the Green Revolution, the climate change, along with the pandemic, and along with this vision of control, that I think, Michael, what you just said was a strange, odd, up-to-date version of millenarianism.
Yes.
And just when we come back, Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins, he's speaking at the Academy of Philosophy and Letters at the 2021 annual conference in these next hours. And the question is, American breakdown, can we recover our cultural heritage? Michael and I are not going to answer that question. We're poking around at the idea of how we got here. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.